That is, if anybody has to take baptism, why I am telling is, you please pray for that state and few other states also. If anybody has to take or witness in the waters of baptism, the person who is taking baptism and the person who is giving baptism, both of them, they have to go to the district collector. And they have to sign before the collector. And as you all know, the collector is very busy in so many activities. Suppose in a district, maybe 7,000 to 8,000 churches will be there. In every church, almost at least once in a year, the baptisms will be there. Imagine like that. So almost 5,000 to 6,000 pastors, along with the people who are taking baptism, going to the collector, means the collector cannot do any other work except this. So that's why the district collectors are not at all giving any interviews, because they are having other activities, so many other responsibilities. So in other words, it is one of the ways in which indirectly, not directly, indirectly, the government is suppressing the Christianity there. So please pray for such states. In spite of this ban, last month I could give some of the some baptisms to some of the people secretly there. I think Brother Benjamin is broadcasting this. I have given in secret. You are a child of God. Whatever is done in secret, it will be published openly. So same thing is going. So please pray for that. Those states where the tight situation is there for the children of God. And even next month, that is in the month of November, again I am going to give baptisms to some of the people. Last year in the month of May, after visiting this place, we conducted meetings in one place in the forest of Jharkhand. Nearly 650 tribals have come. But some of the enemies of the gospel, I don't want to name any political party or any group. In one word, we can tell they are the enemies of the gospel. The enemies of the gospel came and they burned the shamianas, and that, of course, created so much havoc. They spoiled the generators and all these things. Somehow in the mid of the night, at least some 50 gunmen, police people came and rescued us. It is not an easy thing. So please pray for these things, the ministry. So in the month of November, once again, we are going there to give baptism to some of the people and also to start a table in new places. Already in those jungles, in more than 10 places, we have started the table, but still some more places are there. Whenever I come to states, as you know, openly I am telling, some of you are giving gifts, isn't it? Maybe $100 or $200 or some people $1,000. But all these things we are collecting, and we are giving to those people. Last month we purchased two sites for the construction of the prayer houses in those Jharkhand jungles. Last month only I have given nearly four lakhs there. So these things are useful. Don't think that I am eating away all those things. So anyhow, please, it's not the question of money. It is a prayer burden. That is, we have to pray for those areas. It is a democratic country, secular country, India, as you know. On the paper, it is like that. Many times you may be seeing in the Facebook or comments in the other social media, a cow is having more security than a human being there in India today. Isn't it? So, you all know it because you are living in the most advanced and powerful country. Everything, every news will come quickly. And so please pray for that country, and in the midst of all these things, God is opening doors and new people, they are saved, because we all know Satan is mighty, but God is almighty. So God can do his work in spite of the tactics of Satan or in spite of the conspiracies of satanic followers. So God is helping. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray. So for this evening and tomorrow worship service, the theme, you all know it. It's not there? Okay. You are not willing to put the name Lot on your screens, isn't it? And this side, somewhere it is there. What is that? Delivered. Just Lot, the righteous Lot. Lot is a righteous man, isn't it? So, we are going to see, we are going to cut Lot into two pieces, one piece today and another piece tomorrow afternoon. So, now, shall we see, there are many ways of studying the Bible, as you know, because many good Bible teachers are there in this land, in your assembly. You are having Bible classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays also. Different ways of studying the Bible, we all know. Some expositional study is there. Some topical study is there. Or some typical study is there, that is types. Or biographical study is there. So many ways. In my personal life, what I found is, the character studies or biographical studies are of great help to the people than the other kind of studies. That is my personal observation. Because we can see a person who lived before us, and we can see his failures, and we can see his successes, and what are the reasons for his failures, what are the secrets of his success, and if he is successful, who is the reason for that? If he is a failure, what is the cause for that? When we analyze like a doctor, all these things, wonderful lessons we can learn for our own spiritual growth. All these things are recorded in the Word of God. The great sins of great men of God. They are all recorded in the Bible so that you and I may learn out of it. If you read Romans 15:4, and if you read 2 Timothy 3:16, and if you read 1 Corinthians 10th chapter verse 11, these verses shows very clearly that the Word of God, all the things in the Old Testament and everything is written for our learning, for our exhortation, for our instruction. So many different words for our reproof. So all these things are recorded. Some are beacons and some are patents. Some of the people whom we can follow taking as our model, and some of the people in the Bible we have to shun with them. We should not follow their footsteps. That is something like a red light. There is a danger mark. So, in the case of Lot, as we all know, if at all you want to write the biography of Lot, if you want to put a title to it, what title you are going to put? Righteous Lot. Righteous people will put righteous things. Righteous Lot. Some of you may be telling, "Nen ettano rayinanna, nen enduku naaku peru kodavendi. Why should I bother about the name? Anyhow, I am not going to write anything." Righteous Lot. The whole life of Lot, if you ask me, what title you are going to give to the biography of Lot? Simple thing. He lingered. That's all. Just he delayed. He lingered. That is what 19:16 of Genesis says. If you want to write the life of Lot's wife, it's a simple word. She turned back. That can be the title. If you want to write the life history of Lot's daughters, though they came out of the Sodom and Gomorrah, they came out to fulfill the purposes of the enemy, isn't it? Not the purposes of God. So, brothers and sisters, the life study of Lot, when I prayed, I felt that it is useful for you and me who are living in this 21st century and for our own spiritual growth. And not only that, I told you as a beacon, as a red light, as a danger light, so that we may not take those steps to go forward in our spiritual life. 19th chapter of Genesis. Shall we read? It is better to read from 15 to 22, 19th chapter. Some wonderful things are there in the Word of God. I think last time also I told. Some of the things, they are beyond our understanding. For example, a small example, because I am turning to 19th chapter, I got 18th chapter. 18:11, somebody read. Last time I think I told it here. 18:11. Yes, they are well stricken in their age. In other words, they are very, very old. Abraham is very old. Undoubtedly, it is written here. Sarah is also very old. But about Sarah, it is written. In 18th chapter, she is very old. When we come to 20th chapter, verse 2. How this old woman looked so beautiful to the king of Gerar? This is my question. Then why can't you go to Sarah's beauty parlor? You know, some of the things. In 18th chapter it is written, Sarah is well stricken in years. Very old in age. 20th chapter, after two chapters it is written, she looked like Miss Gerar. When I see some of our dear sisters struggling to maintain their beauty, this is a simple solution. Without paying anything. How that well stricken in years, that woman looked so beautiful, not to an ordinary man, not to a person who is having sight problem or cataract, but for the king of Gerar. So some of the things, as I am turning to 19th chapter, this old woman became very beautiful. 19th chapter. So read carefully these people. All solutions are there, even for your beauty tips also are there. You can tell later after meditating. You tell to me. Because this is all sister's issue. 19th chapter, Genesis 19th chapter, verse 16. All together. Later you can read from 15 through 22, 16. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Also, 2 Peter, our theme, this one. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. I think that is there on the screen also. Chapter 2 verse 7. All of us together. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Shall we pray? Father, we thank thee for these dear ones sacrificing their time, their money, their energy, their comforts. They have entered into thy courts. Honor their faith, O Lord. Thank thee for the desire to be found in the presence of God. We thank thee because thou art there in our midst. Thou art our teacher. Speak to me. Speak to us. This evening, O Lord, the Holy Spirit may minister the words of life unto us. It is not man, it is not anybody, because the Holy Spirit knows the needs of every heart. Speak to us. You want us to be strong believers in these end days, not just as nominals or formal believers. Help us not to be satisfied because we are saved. But, O Lord, help us to remember that we are the ambassadors of heaven. We are the witnesses of Lord Jesus. Strengthen us. Unless we are strong, how can we preach the gospel to others? So, O Lord, equip us. Talk to us through thy word. Hide me behind thy cross, though I am standing. O Lord, thou knowest my need. How foolish I am, thou knowest. In my foolishness be thou my wisdom. In my weakness be thou my strength. All of us together alike, we are looking unto thee. Satisfy us. Bringing all of us under the sprinkling of thy precious blood. Claiming thy promises for this ministry, and claiming the enormous power of thy name for this ministry, expecting great things in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now, we are going to see something about this just man, this righteous man, Lot. We all know, who is this Lot? In a simple way, he is the nephew or brother's son of Abraham. Terah got three sons. And the first one is Abraham. Terah loved Abraham so much. There is a reason for that. Terah was waiting and waiting and waiting for children. There were no children to him. If you read the genealogy, quickly somebody can read 11th chapter. We all know during the days of Noah, all the people died except the family of Noah, those 8 people. And Shem gave birth to Arpakshad at around verse 11. Noah gave birth at 500 to Shem. And in verse 10, read it quickly. Yeah, if you read quickly, I can leave you by 10 o'clock. If not, it will be 12 o'clock. Last night, I accustomed to speak up to 12 o'clock. Yeah, now. So when Shem was 100 years, carefully observe. Without any purpose, the Holy Spirit has not recorded these things in the Bible. Last night also, we have seen some of the ages of so many men of God. How their testimony was a progressive testimony, and their testimony and their experiences, even their failures, affected their posterity, their seed. So here, carefully, because when the Holy Spirit has written something, don't neglect it. Many times, because we can't understand, we will neglect it. Hey, what is this? Nothing. Why they have recorded? So here, when we see, at the age of 100, Shem gave birth to Arpakshad. And then, if you read then 12. And Arpakshad lived 530 years and begat Shelah. So, now you see the difference. Shem was 100 years. See how quickly they are giving. Noah gave birth to Shem at the age of 500. But when it came to Shem, Shem gave birth to Arpakshad at the age of 100. How drastic, 500. And when it came to Arpakshad, he gave birth to Shelah at the age of 35 only. And now, at the age of 35, Shelah was born. If you read verse 14, at the age of 30, Eber was born. And now, if you read 16, at the age of 34, Peleg was born, and his father was 34. Like that, if you see, verse 18, Peleg, 30 years, gave birth to Reu. And also, after that, in verse 20, Reu lived 32 years and gave birth to Serug. And then 22, Serug lived 30 years and gave birth to Nahor. And Nahor lived 29 verse 24, gave birth to Terah. Now, why I made you to read all these things is, right from Arpakshad to Terah's birth, the children were born to these parents between the age of 29 and 35. Maybe 29, 30, 32, 35, 34, like that. But when it came to Terah was also expecting children around 30 years of age, isn't it? But what has happened to Terah? Terah was 30, no children. 35, no children. 40, no children. 50, no children. 60, no children. And when we see in verse 26, now can you imagine? Everybody, for the last almost 8 to 9 generations, they have given birth to children at the age of either 29 or maximum 35. In the case of Terah, till 70 years there are no children means, you can imagine how he was craving for children. So Terah came to a conclusion that I am not going to give birth to any child. Now I am 70 years. So there are no traces that I can, or my wife can give birth to a child. All my forefathers, 8 to 9 generations, they gave birth to children between the age group of 29 and 35.
So when Terah gave birth to Abraham at the age of 70, he is a miracle child, isn't it? That's why Terah loved Abraham so much. Unexpected child in the family. And immediately another two children, Nahor and also Haran. And we all know, because our meditation is on Lot, Haran died at a very early age, giving birth to at least three children. One is Lot, the other is, other two are sisters. One is Milcah and the other one is Iscah. And we all know, Milcah married once again the father's brother only, that is Nahor. And Abraham's wife Sarah also, the history says, even from the very mouth of Abraham, the father is Terah only, but the mothers are different. That is what Abraham says in chapter 20, verse 12, when he is talking to the king Abimelech. Yes, she is my sister, my father's daughter, not my mother's daughter, he says, Abraham. 2012. Yes, Abraham is telling to the king of Gerar, that is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father. So Abraham is telling. So history says, I'm not that much sure from the statement, father is same, but mothers are different. In those days, the relations were like that. So Haran's children, Lot, Milcah, and Iscah. So Abraham married Sarah, the mother is different, whereas another brother of Abraham, Nahor, married Lot's sister, that is Milcah. And once again, when we go see carefully, Milcah gave birth to Bethuel. Bethuel's children are Rebekah and Laban again. So, own family is a wonderful relation. Manu chottarikal baag deals kada. Ma mana mama, mana mama, mana mama, ipudu manu burra ila dirugud deka. So, wonderful relations, you know. They're all belong. That's why Abraham says, go to my land and get a bride from my land to my son. So Lot's sister, own sister Milcah's granddaughter is Rebekah. In other words, Abraham's own brother, Nahor's granddaughter is Rebekah. So now we are not going to see about all the family tree. Now here we are talking about Lot. Who is this Lot? Who is this man that lingered in the 11th hour? Even today, why we are talking about Lot means, one side we are bombarding in every message that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon, and when we see our lives, our way of living is completely contrary from what we are preaching. So leisurely. Are kya hota bhai? What will happen? Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Okay, aane do kya hota? We ourselves are preaching to everybody. We are singing the songs of second coming. But when we see our lives, there is no urgency in our lives. We are not so active. So that's why I believe the Holy Spirit has led us to meditate the life of Lot. Who is this man? This man that lingered, we all know, is the nephew of Abraham. Not only that, when did he linger? The very morning Sodom is going to be destroyed. The wrath of God is just before his eyes. Does he know about it or not? He knew it very well. The messengers of wrath, the angels of God, are very much before him, holding his hands, he is lingering. I believe, to some extent, we are also living like that. One side we are preaching, Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon. He may come tonight, or he may take us tonight. But our lifestyle is, we are living as if he will never come. Such type of preparation, సిద్ధులలో నూనె నీకుందా? దట్ ఈస్ ద క్వశ్చన్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? ఆర్ వీ ప్రిపేరింగ్? వీ వాంట్ టు ప్రీచ్ టు సో మెనీ పీపుల్, దట్స్ వెల్ అండ్ గుడ్, బట్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ ఆర్ వీ ప్రిపేరింగ్ అవర్ సెల్స్? దిస్ మ్యాన్ లాట్, సచ్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్, అబ్రహాం బీయింగ్ హిజ్ అంకుల్, ద వెరీ ఏంజల్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్ ద మెసెంజర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద రాత్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, వీ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు దిస్ ప్లేస్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ సోడమ్, ఓ లాట్ కమ్ అవుట్. బట్ వాట్ ద హోలీ స్పిరిట్ సేస్? లాట్ లింగర్డ్, అండ్ ద హోలీ స్పిరిట్ హ్యాస్ రికార్డెడ్ దట్ ఇన్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ నాట్ టు యువర్ ఎగ్జార్టేషన్? ఈజ్ ఇట్ నాట్ టు మై ఎగ్జార్టేషన్? దెర్ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీ పాసిబిలిటీ when all the signs of the second coming are fulfilled before our own eyes, yet in our lives that type of activeness, yes, my Lord is coming, I must be ready. When we see we are surrounded, we are submerged in the cares of the world, what we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to put on, what about my daughter, what about my son, all these things are very good, but are you giving priority to the thing what we are preaching? The very angels are pulling. Can you imagine this man lingering there? A righteous man lingering there, he is not a sinner. That's why the life of Lot is very important, very important to us. These words, Lot lingered, are really solemn words today. They are full of food for thought for us, day and night. Why he lingered? It is an indescribable something which you cannot understand, I cannot understand, but we are also doing the same thing. Why he lingered? The very angels are pulling him out. Come out, we are going to destroy this. No, 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 wait, wait, he is telling what to do. What can we say about this man? The only thing I can tell, he is our brother, isn't it? We are also almost, when I see, or when you see, the lives of many Christians who are prophesizing themselves as Christians, oh, we sacrificed that, we sacrificed this, and we accepted Christ. But when we see their lives are still in the same condition, lingering condition. Now, quickly we are going to see who is this Lot. The very most important question. As we have already seen, number one, he is the nephew of Abraham. What is the meaning of being the nephew of Abraham? He saw God's grace operating in the life of his own uncle, and all the time he was attached to his uncle because his father is dead, and in the family, the firstborn child is Abraham. So he clinged himself to Abraham. Even Terah also, as I told, he loved Abraham so much because he was born at the age of 70. That's why when God called Abraham to leave his country, Terah also started, not willing to leave his son. Malo kontamandi meeku telusu kada, mammalni udilesi meer America vacharu kaani udalleka mem vastuntam appudu appudu. Johnson anna, mee gurinchi naa gurinche cheppedi. Like Terah, eppudu varaku ante till Terah died, that's all. తర్వాత ఎట్టనో రాలేం కనుక. సో అప్పుడు మీరంటారు, అవును బ్రదర్, మేము అబ్రహాం లాంటి వాళ్ళమే, గాడ్ కాల్డ్ అస్, వీ కేమ్ టు అమెరికా, వండర్ఫుల్ థింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ డన్, యు ఆర్ కంపేరింగ్ అస్ విత్ అబ్రహాం అండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ విత్ తెరా. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ మే బి, నెవ్యూ ఆఫ్ అబ్రహాం మీన్స్ విత్ హిజ్ ఓన్ ఐస్ హీ హాస్ సీన్ ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఆపరేటింగ్ మైటిలీ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ అబ్రహాం. How Abraham left everything. Abraham was a rich man. When God called him, we all know, leave everything. Your native place, even your property, your cattle, everything you leave, your family members, everything you leave and go to a place which I am going to show you. How Abraham believed and how God compensated all those things with his own eyes he has seen. And by seeing the faith of Abraham, Lot was so attracted. That's why the Bible says righteous Lot. Just Lot. He was so attracted. Oh uncle, when you are leaving, I also will leave everything and follow you. In other words, in one sense, Bible is silent. In one sense, what I believe is, more than Abraham, Lot must have made the sacrifice. Because to Abraham, God asked him to leave everything. Without God asking, Lot left everything and followed. Isn't it? Because if Lot wants to come with all his cattle, Abraham will say, no, 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 with this condition, I will not take you. If you leave everything, if you want to come with me, then only I will take you. Abraham is a man of God. God spoke to me, leave everything and go. So if you want to follow me, you must also leave everything and you have to come with me. So in other words, because God said Abraham left, without God saying, Lot left everything. Such a sacrificial man in the beginning. So here, he left everything. Many of us also like that. Some of us, from a non-Christian background, when we accepted Lord Jesus Christ, how many difficulties you faced, you know it. Are if you accept Lord Jesus Christ, we will not give the part of our property to you. Get out of the house. Yes, you left everything and followed. Wonderful beginning. Not only he is the nephew of Abraham, secondly, when we see, he is not a bad man. If you go through the whole Bible, no major sin is ascribed against Lot, isn't it? He is not an adulterer. Though he lived in the midst of people of Sodom, he is not an idolater. He is not a liar. He is not a murderer. No major sin is ascribed against Lot. But what a pathetic condition. You may be satisfied. Oh, I am not a liar. Oh, what a nice thing it is. Last night we were sharing the same thing. We are more bothered about the don'ts of the Bible, not the do's of the Bible. So here, he is not a bad man. He is not a wicked man. He is not a dark creature. He is not an unconverted person. The Bible so clearly says, he is a child of God. He is not the child of the world. One thing is true. If Peter was silent about Lot, every one of us would have come to a drastic conclusion that Lot must have gone to hellfire. Isn't it? We have to thank Peter because he avoided all these misunderstandings. Because no righteous man will go to hellfire. We all know it. So he is not a bad man. He enjoyed the grace of God. He had the assurance of salvation. He was on his journey in the narrow way to go to heaven. Because he is a just man. No major sin, no major sin. Not only that, Peter is writing in verse 8 to 8. Though Lot lived in a wicked place, like Sodom, seeing and hearing the evil deeds of those people, yet he is not wicked. Is it not a great quality? He is in the midst of wicked people. That needs the grace of God. How many times we pray about our children when they are going to school, Lord, they are going to wicked schools of this country. Lord, they are going out, even in India, when they are going out, Lord, see that thy protection may be granted, thy grace may be granted unto them, so that they may come back in a holy way. Without the grace of God, our children, or you and I, we cannot maintain this life. In spite of all our prayers, many times they will go astray. This man Lot, though he lived in the midst of wicked people, he is not wicked. What a wonderful quality. Nalugu rojulu America vallu madhyalo nivasisthe America qualities enno chestunnayi manaki. I have seen so many of my friends, when they are coming to America, they will come with pants. while they are coming to India, they will come with knicker. Many of you. Is it not true or not? What is this? No,
in America it is like this, brother. మీ నాన్నకేమో చిరాకు వస్తుంటుంది, ఇదేంటిరా ఎలా చేస్తున్నాడు, నిక్కర్లు వేసుకొస్తున్నాడు, రేపు పొద్దున్న నిక్కర్ తీసేసి వస్తాడేమో.
ఇన్ అమెరికా వీఆర్ లైక్ దట్. దో లాట్ లివ్డ్ ఇన్ ద మిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వికెడ్ పీపుల్, దట్ వికెడ్నెస్ హెస్ నాట్ టచ్డ్ హిమ్. హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ వికెడ్, ఈజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ మ్యాన్. లెట్ అస్ నాట్ టేక్ లాట్ యాజ్ ఎ చీప్ పర్సన్. That's why the Holy Spirit is writing, he is a just man. Fourthly, in verse 8, it is written in 2 Peter chapter 2, he vexed his righteous soul. When a person in Sodom is committing sin, his heart was wounded. Aray, why this man is doing like this? He was so much grieved at their sin. At the sight of sin in the land of Sodom, he was so pained. Brothers and sisters, he vexed, the word vexed his soul. Almost he was feeling like David. David, when he saw the sin around him, many times, he wept and prayed. You can read it in the book of Psalms, even in Psalm 119, verse 136, or even verse 158. When his own people around him, when they are living in sin, it was so painful. He was grieving. That was hurting the heart of Lot. Not only that. Generally, when we are living among sin, first day we will feel so much. Second day, slowly it will come down. For example, if you purchase a house beside a railway track or a road, when the vehicles are going on first night, you will not sleep because of the sounds. Second night, little bit, 1 hour you will sleep. And after 1 month, the vehicles will be going, you will be snoring. Isn't it? Because as the days are passing by, you will be accustomed to the situation and you will not feel that pain, but Lot is not like that. The Bible so clearly says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, day by day. Every day. 2:8, somebody can read. Tormented is, see, how many times the word righteous is repeated for Lot. He tormented his righteous soul. Every day. After few days, his heart was not hardened. It was still sensitive to the sin. When somebody is committing sin, Aray, why this man is doing like this? Doesn't he know that he is heading to hell? Why this man is doing like this? Every day. He was so pained. Such a good man, Lot. Let us not see Lot as a bad man. So the Bible says so clearly, he is a just man. In other words, he was a man sealed by the Holy Spirit. He was a just man, he is a righteous man. In other words, he is a true Christian. True Christians may have some blemish. They may have some failures, some defects, some infirmities in their life, in their ministry. But a true Christian is a true Christian, truly, because he will never continue in it. But in the case of Lot, the greatest sin he has committed in his life, it was lingering. It may not look like a sin. Yesterday we have seen, not praying is a sin, isn't it? It may not look like a sin. Samuel is telling, in 1 Samuel 12:23, by not praying for you, I am committing sin. Not doing good, knowing that it is good, it is a sin. James 4:17. You know that is good, but you are not doing it. It is a sin. Worship the Lord is a command. Not worshiping the Lord is trespassing the command. It is nothing but sin. Many times we don't consider these things as sins. We are always happy. I am not lying. I am not murdering anybody. I am not an idolater. I am not a fornicator. Good. But what about these things? The greatest damage to the life of Lot, it is not because he is an idolater or he is an adulterer in Sodom, but it is just because he lingered in Sodom. As believers, you and I must be very careful. This is the character of Lot. He saw the awful state of Sodom. Still he stood there. As a believer, always remember, you dear ones living in America, of course, sin is universal. Everywhere it is there in some form or other. But it is always dangerous to stand in the place where Satan is having a good hold. Some of the intelligent people like you in the Facebook, they post some of the wonderful posts. You also must have seen. Somebody posted like this. The eagle never fights with the serpent on the land. It will take the serpent to the air and there it will start killing. Why? On the land, the serpent is more powerful. It will have nice grip. It will have a way of escape. It can fight back with the eagle. Or even it can catch hold of the eagle properly, it may swallow the eagle also. That's why what an eagle will do? It will never fight with the serpent on the land. So it will take away to the midair, there the serpent will not have any strength. It will not have any hold. It has to stand at the mercy of that eagle. From there it will start killing that serpent. So in other words, if you stay in the place where Satan is having stronghold, though you are an eagle, you will be in danger. This is the mistake what Lot has committed. The Lord told so clearly in Psalm 1:1, we all know, blessed is the man who won't walk in the way of the ungodly, stand in the way of the sinners, sit with the scornful people. But this is what Lot violated. He knew very well all those people are wicked people. He is still sitting there. He is not a wicked person. Saint sitting in the midst of all the wicked people. You and I must be very careful. The cry of the abominations of Sodom were reaching. 1913 says, cry of the abominations of that city, they are reaching unto God, but this man is happily sitting. Many times are we not like that? We know that God is not there in that situation. As believers, we know that in that particular place, God is not there. Still we linger there. Are we better than Lot? We are also children of God. We are also righteous people. That's why in our Christian life, we must be so careful. Not only that, he knew about the fearful judgment that is going to come on Sodom. The angels told very plainly. Everybody can understand that language. Very plainly in verse 13. Knowing fully well the judgment is going to come and the angels of the messengers are just before him, still he lingered means. The earthquake is coming. The tremors started. Yet you are lingering means what does it mean? This is the life of Lot. This is the life of many so-called Christians today. You know that a danger is there. You are lingering there. You know sin is rampant. You know that sin is having extra power there in that place. Many times. This thought will lead me to the wrong direction. Yet we will be having that thought only in our mind. If I think like this, it will take me far away from the Lord Jesus. Though I am a saved person, I am still a human being. If I think like that, if I talk like that, if I do like this, I may go far away from Christ, yet we will be entertaining those things. Are we better than Lot? You are a righteous man. I am not questioning it. Bible is telling that Lot is a righteous man. But he paid very dearly because of his lingering. Has he believed that angel's word? What the angels are telling, are they joking? No, he knew very well. Whatever God says, he is going to pass. At least from the life of Abraham, he has witnessed it. Every day he was seeing the life of Abraham. And from his experience with Abraham, he knew very well whatever God says that is going to pass, yet he lingered. Brothers and sisters, much more sad thing is, he believed that danger, he warned his relatives, isn't it? Hey, come out, but he is not going out. Are they not food for thought for us? He is telling to the other people, "Arey, danger is there. Lord is going to judge the city. You come out. But he is lingering there. Are we not doing the same thing? Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Day in and day out we are shouting. But when we see our own lives involved completely in the cares of the world, how to earn money, how to amass money, or how to get name and fame, we know fully well. See, this is a strange thing in this world. With you and me, every one of us knew very well that life is uncertain and death is certain. Everybody knows it. Right from the day we are born in this world, we are not walking, we are running towards death. After all, what is our journey? Quite often I tell, it is from womb to tomb. That's all. This is our journey. Right from the day you came out of your mother's womb, you are running towards your tomb. Life is uncertain, death is certain, but even the most intelligent person also, he will not prepare for the certain death, he will be preparing so many things for the uncertain life. Is it not foolishness? If I say it is foolishness, you may get angry. Is it not unwise? I will put in a polished way. Is it not unwise? If I call you a fool, immediately you will slap me. If I say it is not unwise, because Brother Muthunayagam was there in Shyamnagar. Very, very godly man, very good preacher. I translated him many times. He's called to glory long back. One day he asked, as a translator I was there, "Oh, Brother Victor, how are you?" "Fine, brother. I think you are not unhealthy." "Oh, I am all right, brother," I said. "Hey, that's what I am saying. You are not unhealthy, I am telling." He is such an intelligent. "Oh, Brother Victor, you are not unhealthy." "Hey, I am healthy, brother." "Hey, that's what I am telling, what you are hearing." So I will put unwise. Not fool. But equally same, identically. Is it not a foolish thing, especially being the children of God, who are proclaiming or preaching day in and day out about the second coming of Lord Jesus? Lot is preaching to his sons-in-law. "Hey, come out. The angels are pulling Lot. He is not going, but he is pulling his sons-in-law." A nice preacher, but not following what he is preaching. Brothers and sisters, death is certain for what we are living today. Our food, our raiment, everything, the welfare of our children are important, but they are not preeminent. You should never give first place to these things. If you believe Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon, where are your eyes and what things? Many times, many Christians, "God is not coming." See, there is a verse in the Bible, "Fear not, little flock," isn't it? That is Luke 12:32. Bayapadakumu, chinnamanda. Sad thing is, chinnamanda 2000 samvatsaralu nunchi chinnamanda lagane undi, pedda manda avaledu.
Isn't it?
People are born again. People are born again when it comes to the overcoming life or meeting Lord Jesus Christ. People are not ready, I can say.
అందుకనే ఆ సిద్ధులు సిద్ధము ఆల్ దిస్ సాంగ్స్ ఆర్ కంపోజ్డ్.
పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ రెడీ. కెన్ యూ సే టునైట్ ఇఫ్ లార్డ్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్ కమ్స్ ఐఎమ్ రెడీ?
లేకపోతే ఇంకా చక్క పెట్టుకోవాలా? నూనె కొనుక్కుంటాకి వెళ్ళాలా? ఆ కౌంటర్ అక్కడ ఉండడు, నూనె అమ్మివాడు,
ఇసింట్ ఇట్
అన్నగా ఉన్నా కానీ నో స్టాక్ బోర్డు ఉంటుంది. We are talking so many things, but when we see in our real life, the angels are waiting for him, his family. Still he lingered. They lost patience.
ఆఖరికి ఏమంటారంటే, నువ్వు ఇక్కడి నుంచి బయటకు వస్తేనే కానీ మేమేమీ చెయ్యలేము అంటారు అక్కడ ఆ అధ్యాయంలో. In other words, they started almost scolding the servants. Angels are servants to the children of God. Servant scolding the master.
No, bayitikira, mem ikkada emi cheyalemu. Maaku ayino pani cheppadu thondaraga kaanivvamani. Because of you, it is being delayed.
He was slow when he should have been quick.
We are also like that. We are slow in those things which we are to be quick, and we are very quick in those things where we are to be slow.
He was going backward when he has to go forward.
When compared to the last year, when compared to 2 years back, are you spending more time with the word of God? Okay, in 2016, per day 1 hour you are spending with the word of God. 2017, you are spending with the word of God 1 hour 10 minutes. Okay, let us say. In 2018, are you spending 1.5 hour or it is going back? And one said, you are telling that I am nearing the coming of Lord Jesus. So what you are saying and what you are doing, is it not paradoxical? Is it not quite opposite? You are telling that Christ is coming and we are approaching the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. 5 years back, you are spending 1 hour. Today, you are not spending even half an hour with God. What does it mean?
These are all points of self-examination.
He was just loitering when he has to go forward in a hasty way. He has to run away from that place because the wrath of God was there. So, brothers and sisters, today, almost I started, 1 hour is over. 1 hour is over. Lord is still there in Sodom. I am still there on the pulpit. So some of you may get up and say, don't linger, get down, get out. You will not say, because this is not Sodom. So brothers and sisters, today too many Christians, so-called children of God, they are like Lord. They are the true children of God. I cannot question their repentance. But their lifestyle, their practices, they are continuing in the same condition in spite of many warnings. So many messages, so many warnings. But when we see their lifestyle, what they are doing, what they are accumulating, how they are living, to what things they are giving importance, No change at all. Very sad situation. They acknowledge Lord Jesus Christ is their head, isn't it? Lord is also a righteous man. They love the truth. When you talk something from the Bible, oh, they will appreciate. And a wonderful thing it is. Oh, what a mystery it is. It is deep mystery. Like, deeper and deeper. But when it comes to implementing in their life, are we not still like Lot? I am not exhorting you, I am exhorting myself. How many times I behaved like that? Talking about the second coming of Christ, not preparing myself. God is refining the church. He is refining because these are the end days. Time is so short. If you continue like that, I do not know what is the condition of your spiritual life. If you continue like that as a lukewarm believer, you are a believer, I am not telling that you are not a believer. That brings great disappointment to the Holy Spirit who sealed you. I expected great things from this sister, from my daughter. I expected great things from my son. But see their condition. Though daily I am helping them, though the grace of God they are enjoying every day, see their lifestyle, it is not changed. Are we bringing encouragement or discouragement to God in our lives? How much the Lord is investing in our lives? Not only at the time of salvation, in our day-to-day lives, how much investment? Why God is giving air? It is not by seeing the scientists of America. Because his children, you and I, we are living on this earth, he is giving air and others are enjoying, that's all. Because few children of God are there on the earth, God is giving everything, rain, air, others are enjoying. You and I are a blessing to the world. This is the promise God has given to Abraham. Not only I will bless you will be a blessing to all the world, all nations. You and I, if a child of God is not there on the earth, God will never give even little air or 1 liter of rain. It is just for you and me because we are a blessing to the whole earth. In the New Testament, whoever is born again, they are the seed of Abraham, Galatians 3:29. They are the children of God. But are we ready? Lot, knowing all these things, you are believing in heaven. You are longing for it. You know that hellfire is there. You are not willing to go there. You know all these truths. But when the Lord sees the places where you are going, the friends whom you are having, the worldly amusements in which you are participating, God is not able to understand your life. What a sad thing. Of course, that is not right. God can understand everybody. But your life has become so mystery. Not one day, every day. It is written day by day, he continued there. When you hear a message, an emotional decision you will take. But next day, your association is a big question. Yesterday this brother has taken such a decision. Today, where is he? What decision he has taken yesterday? That's what I am telling. This is the indescribable something which no man can understand. Telugulo Brahma Padartham antam. Evadiki ardham kada. Ninna wonderful decision teeskunnade. I should never go to this place. Tellarkunda akkadiki poyade. What is this? Every day he vexed his soul. What shall we say about this Christian? Undoubtedly brothers and sisters of Lot. Isn't it? How is our life? Such a righteous man. Very, 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 very sad situation in his life. Peter is so nicely telling. You are following Jesus, very nice, but you are not willing to sacrifice your comfort. Many times our cross is very light, our way is very wide. It is not a narrow way. You are walking, but not in the narrow way. You are telling that, I am carrying the cross, but your cross is very light. Others paid greatest price. But when it comes to you are born again, I am born again, preaching wonderful messages, doing great, great things. But when we see our life, Lot lingered, we are also lingering. There is no progress. Let us examine our lives. One day when Brother Goldsworthy was alive, some of you may be knowing Brother Goldsworthy, he is the co-worker of Brother Bhat Singh right from the early days. This ministry is in Hebron, started with Brother Goldsworthy, Brother Bhat Singh, and also Brother Flack, these people. In his last visit to India, Brother Goldsworthy, he shared more than 50 messages. He was there for a couple of months. I translated all those 50 messages He loved me so much. To one rich person's house on a Christmas day, we went there. Because they invited us for lunch. Being the translator of our brother, as the world is sharing the blessings because of the Christians, because of the messenger, the translator also shares the blessings. Isn't it? So wherever he goes, we have to accompany. So when we went to that house, the owner of the house, I don't want to tell the names, I know. Brother Goldsworthy is from Brisbane. He was ministering there, Australia. And the owner of the house, very, very rich man, one of the richest persons in Hyderabad. He told, "Brother, I too came to Australia," to Brother Goldsworthy. Goldsworthy is a man of God. Then immediately Brother Goldsworthy, తెలుగులో అంటాం కదా ముఖమాటం లేని మనుషులు వాళ్ళు, నువ్వు నేనంటే ఎవరన్నా చూడగానే అమెరికా ఎవరు తెల్లగా ఉన్నాడు, కొంచెం ఏమైనా అనుకుంటే బాధపడతాడేమో అని చెప్పేసి అనుకుంటాం. వాళ్ళకి అదేమి లేదు, ఎవడేమనుకున్నా కానీ సత్యం ఉన్నదన్నట్టు చెప్పేవారు. దట్ రిచ్ బ్రదర్ టోల్డ్, "ఐ టు కేమ్ టు ఆస్ట్రేలియా బ్రదర్, వెన్ లాస్ట్ ఇయర్ ఇజ్ ఇట్ టు రీచ్ ద గాస్పుల్?" "నో బ్రదర్, ఐ కేమ్ టు ప్లే పోలో." ఆ గుర్రమేకి ఆడతారు అదేనా? పోలో ఎప్పుడైనా ఆడారా? లేదు. నాకు అసలు ఈ ఆటలే చేత కాదు. మీరు అనొచ్చేమో, అందుకనేనా మాతో ఆడుకుంటున్నావు అని. కొన్ని చోట్లకి వెళ్ళినప్పుడు దేవి లాస్క్ అన్నా మటన్ తింటావా, అన్నా చికెన్ తింటావా అంటే అంటాను, ప్రజలు బుర్రలేదు తింటున్నాను, ఈ మటన్ చికెన్ లెక్క పెట్టండి, ఎంత పెడితే అంత పెట్టండి. "So, have you come to Australia to preach the gospel?" "No, brother, to play at polo." Immediately, Brother Goldsworthy said one word. "Unless the cup is full, it cannot overflow," he said. ఆయనకు అర్థమైందో లేదో నాకు తెలియదు, కానీ ఈ రోజు వరకు నేను మర్చిపోలేదు. దిస్ ఈ హీ అటర్డ్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ 15-20 years back. "Unless the cup is full, it cannot ఓవర్ఫ్లో." నీ కప్పే ఫుల్గా లేదు, ఇంకెవరికి గాస్పులు చెప్తాను, గుర్రాల మీద ఆడుతుంటావు అంతే. అంటే ఆ పోలో ఆడటం తప్పని నేను అంటలేదు, ఇంకా నాకు చేత కాదని నేను తప్పు అంటాం బాగోదు. "బట్ యు హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఆల్ ద వే టు ఆస్ట్రేలియా, యు హ్యావ్ నాట్ షేర్డ్ గాస్పుల్ విత్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ వన్ పర్సన్, ద మనీ విచ్ యూ స్పెంట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ గివెన్ మనీ, ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యువర్ కప్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫుల్, హౌ కెన్ యూ సాటిస్ఫై ది అదర్ పర్సన్?" మెనీ టైమ్స్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ దట్. We are satisfied. "I am a child of God. I go to heaven. Okay, everything is all right." Remember, brothers and sisters, if there is no progress in your spiritual life, lingering is a sure sign of your spiritual destruction. If there is no progress in your spiritual life when compared to last year, this year, పిల్లోడు ఇంట్లో ఎదగటం లేదంటే 10 మంది డాక్టర్లకు చూపిస్తాను, ఆత్మీయంగా ఎదగటం లేదంటే ఎవరికి చూపిస్తున్నావు? When a child is not growing, we will take to 10 doctors. 100 scannings we will take. But spiritually you are not growing. Why you are not going to the doctor? Lingering. Not even one step forward in spite of the angels warning every day. God is talking to you every day. Just measure your spiritual life. That is my message. Is it progressing when compared to 10 years back, 5 years back, 5 months back? Have you learned anything new about Lord Jesus Christ today, and are you implementing it in your life? If not, you may scold me. You are a very close brother to Lord. I am a close brother to Lord if I am not progressing in my spiritual life. Spend more time with the Word of God. Don't stay where Satan is having a great grip. You will be defeated. We are weak. Satan is mighty. Remember that. Satan is having 6,000 years of experience in dealing with, somebody said, so far right from Adam, approximately 40 billion people are born in this world. Somewhere I read. Right from Adam till today, they have gone the
drawn the graph and all these things, nearly 40 billion people. So 40 billion people's statistics, in which situation, how this person will act, how he will react. All the statistics correctly Satan is having. The greatest data. You are facing such a person. Is it not necessary? We must be careful. That's why don't stay in the place where Satan is having more grip. Perhaps one time you ran very well, but today you lost the first love. About how many people the parents tell so sadly, Anna, in the Sunday school, Ajjayamanta Cheppesindanna. If anybody is coming, Genesis to Revelation, names of the book Cheppesindanna. Today she is not found in the house of God. How many parents with tears, they will ask to pray for them. Are you like that? Once upon a time you were running so well. Today what is your situation? Lord, teach me. Lord, reveal thyself unto me in a new way. Every day, is it your prayer or not? Are you spending sufficient time with God and God's word? Or when somebody preaches, is it looking like Latin and Greek? Lord, righteous man, saved person, sealed by the Holy Spirit, lingered. Are you like that? Let us examine ourselves. Lord, I am like Lord. I am still lingering. Tomorrow we are going to see why he lingered. But today we have seen he lingered. That is a fact. If you are like Lord, Lord, there is no progress in my Christian life. There is no progress in my spiritual life. Teach me something of your qualities so that I may be transformed into thy likeness day by day, little by little. Cry unto the Lord. Life is uncertain. Not only that, life is short also. Almost every one of us who are sitting here, we have completed 50% of your age, isn't it? For me, 75-80%. If God's grace is there, another 15-20%, that's all. If not, some finish. Life is not only uncertain, it is short. When you are going to rectify your life, how many times hearing and hearing, not obeying? Today, tell to the Lord, Lord, I'll spend more time with you. I want to know more about you. I want to go forward spiritually. I don't want to be like Lot, who lingered there in Sodom, where Satan's grip is there. I don't want to go to the places where Satan is creating havoc. Tell to the Lord. Tell to the Lord. God will honor your desire. Let us pray. Let us pray. Solomon.